Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, God bless each and every one of you, and we will go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning. Oh, we are just so thankful that we can get together to touch and agree the word of God. We thank you, Lord, because there is power in your word. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you told us in your word that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we thank and praise you for the precious promise. We thank and praise you that we can get together on this TMC call that was formed by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank and praise you for Artists International. Father, that gave us the platform, that gave us the reason why we're here. The call is the platform, but they are the reason we're here. Oh, God, would you just please touch them individually and collectively? Will you please watch over Dr. Vanessa as she's with her family in Columbus, Ohio, Lord, that she will continue to enjoy the fellowship with them and that you bless their way back home. And then, Father, be with Dr. P.K. Roberts as she is on the ship, as Dr. Vanessa would say, suffering for Jesus in warm weather. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let her enjoy her family in Jesus' name. And let them just enjoy the relaxation that she so much needs. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you for this morning call. We thank you for being with each and every caller in Jesus' name, that they stop by here first because you told us to seek you early, to seek you first, oh, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless the speaker, that you have already given a word, Lord, that would transform our lives, that would be healing, that would be health, that would be meat, that would be food to our souls, oh, Lord, that we might go out and be a blessing to somebody today, oh, God. So, Father, set us aright in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the call, Lord, that it will go forth with clarity. Oh, Father, we know that when we give it to you, because we said this is Touch and Agree Tuesday, so when we are all touching and agreeing, that this word will go forth with clarity, Lord, with not being hindered by the outside force, by any unknown force in Jesus' name. And we have already put our foot on Satan's neck, as you have given us the authority to do, because he has no place on this call, nor any of his cohorts. Father, so we ask that you please forgive us of our sins, Lord, and help us to walk the walk and to talk the talk and to have the mind of Christ as you have promised us to have. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that rests and abides with us and through us, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a God-blessed day. Remember our dear sister, Dr. Evangelist Gwen Beatty, as we sow into her life, by way of fillabottlesavealife.com and through our prayers. I'm going to turn the call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. God bless you.
Amen. I love it. Touch and Agree Tuesday, because we are touching and agreeing and knowing that God has got our back. He is totally there for us no matter what, and he is working through us for the good. Amen. Everything that the devil is trying to put for bad, God is turning into good. So we are touching and agreeing that it is so. Good morning, TMC family. We are so excited to have you on the line this morning. We have so many new family members joining us, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We are the Master's Morning Call, and the Master's Morning Call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious, sold-out, and blessed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, and also from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon by means of Dallas, Texas. And we are so excited that God has given them a mandate, and they followed it to the T. They developed a mission statement. God whispered to them and said, create a mighty mission statement. So they did. And it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. He also said, my children, I want you to have a verse that they can stand on. So when people call in, they know that I am there. So the scripture lies on Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. You see, Master's Call family, we begin this call with prayer, as you heard from our mighty, mighty woman of God, Minister Lilla, and we end this call in prayer. And we do that because we give all reverence and praise to our God. We thank him for everything that he has done, because we know without him it would not be so. We invite you to go to our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters with an S, Morning Call, .wordpress.com, and you can scroll up and down and see all the archived messages all the way from inception up until today. And the reason why I said that, because, you know, sometimes we get spiritually hungry. Sometimes we just need a word to chew on. Sometimes we need to touch and agree and know that God is there. So you will see a plethora of words that you can choose from. Copy and paste them. Put them on your social media website. Spread the good news of the gospel. We also invite you to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are calling prayer intercessors from the east and the west and the north and the south. God is tugging on your heart this morning. I can feel it. And I encourage you to send us an email. Again, it is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and send us your prayer requests. Send us your praise reports. Send us your testimonies. Send us your request to become a prayer intercessor, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back to you as soon as possible. Now, this victorious, excited woman of God that has come up before you, let me tell you something. She is sold out to the Lord. She loves to pray. She loves to touch and agree that God is there. This young woman is so phenomenal in the Word that I get excited and goosebumps when I find out that she's ministering. That's everybody pretty much on our team. But I'm telling you, she is just amazing, and she gave a mighty word last week that I am still chewing on. But the reason why I'm saying that is because you may want to listen to the word again. And if that is the case, all you have to do is dial 712, the same area code, 32-1085, and it's the same PIN code, 957-677-pound. So again, please share this information. I am going to not take another second up because I want you to hear this call. But directly following this call, we have our platinum president, Ms. Dorothy Cook. She has a motivational call that we also invite you to. And that phone number will be repeated at the end of this call. But if you want it for now, it's area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, Platinum President Ms. Dorothy Cook's call, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. So without further ado, I am bringing up this mighty, mighty, energetic woman of God, Minister Tammy, on the line so we can get the word directly from the Holy Ghost Express. Amen. So Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, LaShawn. Good morning, my sister in Christ. How are you this morning? God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I touch and agree. This is going to be a word from the throne room. I'm turning it over to you now.
Praise God. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. And good morning to each and every one of you here on the Master's Call this morning. I love that touch and agree Tuesday. Amen. I touch and agree with the prayer this morning. And Minister LaShawn, I thank God because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me this morning. And amen. He has decided that he wants to do what he wants to do, and I yield to the Spirit of the Lord. So I thank God for coming before you this morning. I want to thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, as the women of God have already said, they are two anointed women of God, and I thank them for this platform, amen, because God will allow a place for you that your talent will show before men. That's what his word says, that your gifts will bring you before great men and women. So we thank God for them and for the Master's Call. Let's go before our Father this morning. Thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you for being my God. I want to thank you for being my Father. Lord, I want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for being my all in all. God, I want to thank you for choosing me, Lord, for a time such as this. Father, now I want you to speak through me. I open my mouth, Lord, and yield to you. Father, that your words will come through me, Father God, to save lives, Lord God, to bring salvation. Lord God, have your way on this call this morning. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, I just thank you for the victory that you've given us on this line. God, I ask you to bless each and every listener on this line under the sound of my voice today. Father, I thank you, Lord, and I trust you with all my heart. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Master's Call family, as I said this morning, I come before you today. The Lord spoke to me on last Friday as I was speaking to you, and I praise God because he's moving and he's doing new things right now, and he's teaching me how to trust him. He's teaching me how to lean in his will and how to listen to his voice. And it's not even so much a voice anymore as it is, Lord God, is the Spirit of the Lord that you can just feel down in your spirit. When he says go left, you go left. When he says go right, you go right. So I thought that I was going to come back before you this morning and give you more of what we had talked about on Isaiah, where God had said that you have the victory. And even though it doesn't look like it, or it looked like what you thought it would look like, you have the victory. But the Spirit of the Lord this morning, oh, my God, since Friday, my God, he's been working and he has been mighty. And this morning he has taken me to Job. My God, through the testing and the trial, this morning he said Job is restored. He said God restores Job's fortune. He wants you to know that it's time for restoration. Job is restored. That's what the Lord said. Job is restored. So that's going to be our title today. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that it's time for restoration. This is a season, amen, where the pastors are letting you know, where his under-shepherds are letting you know that it's a time of restoration, that the heavens are open, hallelujah, and it's your time to partake. He already told you that. You're at that wilderness point where you're ready to go into your promised land. He already told you that you can take possession. Yes, you see giants in the land, but hallelujah, he said that if you believe his word, if you have the spirit of his servant Caleb, hallelujah, and Joshua, he said that he will take you in. He's already turned them into your favor. The heart of the man has already been taken away because God has snatched it out, hallelujah, and the giants can't do anything to you. But if you will believe the word of the Lord, he said if you believe his report, you shall have good success, hallelujah. Meditate on his word and you will have success. Believe his prophets and you will have good success. So the Lord wants you to know about Job. Amen. As we're going through our test and our trial, so many of you, I know I'm not the only person that is going through it right now. This is a tough time for everybody. When God comes to bring judgment to his people, he says that those that he loves shall be spared. Oh, my God, those that he loves shall be spared. And how great is it that he would choose a man like Job, a man that walked blameless and upright before him? Hallelujah. We think that we can't do it. But God said, I've given you examples in my Bible. He said, I've given you examples in the word. That's what the Bible is, as Dr. Vanessa has taught us. Basic instructions before leaving this earth. If you live by the word, then you shall live. Oh, by the word of God, and you shall be successful. You can walk blameless. You can walk upright. Hallelujah. Elizabeth and Zechariah, they were additional examples that the Lord is pointing out to me as I was reading his word. And as she teaches, you got to study the word. God is so pleased when you study the word. He opens up the mystery to you. And that's what Paul teaches us. When you avail yourself to the Lord, oh, my God, he will give you things. He will give you knowledge. He will not only make you physically successful, but he will bless you in your spirit. And, my God, I stand before you here today and tell you, honey, Satan can have no victory over you because the Lord has given you the victory. Amen. So God said that he is restoring Job. He's in a season of restoration. The heavens are open, amen, and Job is restored. So what happened with Job? We're all familiar with this story, but the Lord wants you to know how this all came about was when the angels came to report to the Lord, amen. So this Satan, he's around. He talks to God too. He's aware of God's plans for you. God said that don't be fooled by the people, what the people are telling you. Satan knows what I have in store for you. He knows that I'm going to bless you. He knows that I'm going to take you up to another level. That's why he's fighting you so hard. That's why he's coming into your place. That's why he's coming into your home. That's why he's coming into your children. That's why he tries to attack your health, because he knows what I have in store for you. His job is to try to see if he can get you off. If he can get you off of key, if he can get you off of goal, if he can keep you from achieving your promise, if he can keep you from your purpose. But God said that, you know what, have you looked at my servant Job? He said that, you try this one right here. Now, how lovely is it to be thought of by God to be tested? to be tested by Satan, to know that he has that much faith in you, that you will still walk upright, even if he touches you in your finance, even if he touches you in your health. He took everything from Job, and yet Job still stood. Job stood the test of time. God says, look at this man who walked upright and blameless before me. He says, you can take a lesson from him. He says, you can do this, my people. Be encouraged today. He said, things are hard for everybody, but what happened in the end? Job is restored. That's what he wants you to keep your eye on, that in the end, Job was given a double portion for his trouble. Job was blessed beyond what he had even before. Now, I know some of you say, but those aren't the same children. But God says, I'll give you new children. God says, I'll give you a new husband. God says, I'll give you a new home. God says, I'll give you a new favor. He says, I'll give you favor with God and with man. Hallelujah, because his word says that if you keep it, Lord God, you are covered under the shield. If you make him your fortress and you make him, Lord God, your shield, if you make him your refuge, he says that my angels shall take charge over you. Hallelujah. God is saying that Job is restored because he was a blameless man. He walked upright before the Lord. He was patient. He was kind. In the end, Job was betrayed by his friends. Amen. They came to give him consolation, but they didn't do that. They said, well, you obviously did something wrong. You must have been angry, or you must have sinned before God. You must have done the wrong thing. He was wounded in the house of friends. And God said, people are going to stab you in the back, but when you take up your cross to follow Jesus, he said, you don't even have time to go and say goodbye. Let the dead bury the dead. Amen. He said, when you're ready to go with me, you better be ready for the persecution. You better be ready to be set apart. You better be ready to live a holy life. Because that's what I require. For you to make me number one, I will restore you, just as I did with Job. He said, this is a time of restoration. Come on into your promised land. Don't look at what you see. He says, be charged up by the word of God. He says, be encouraged by my word. Nothing shall by any means harm you. And when he says nothing, he means nothing. He said that no thing shall be impossible to God. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? That's what the angel asked Moses, Abraham. And he said, no, at this time next year, your wife will have a pregnancy. She will have that baby. And Abraham had to believe. He had to believe against hope against hope that he would become the father of many nations. When God sends a word, as we told you last week, he is not a man that he should lie. His word goes forth, and it must do what it set out to accomplish. He said it will not return unto him empty. So if he's given you a promise, and then stand on that promise. If he told you that you are healed, then you have that healing. If he told you that you have the victory, then you have the victory. But you must stand the test of time. Amen. Satan is going to try you in your finances. He's going to try you in your health. He's going to try you in your marriage. He's going to try you in all kinds of things. He's going to attack you in the areas where you need to be rebuilt. That's where God does the pruning. That's why he allows those things to happen. Nothing can happen without the permission of God. Nothing can happen without the permission of the Almighty. He's still sitting on the throne, and he wants you to know he sees your situation. He hears your tears. He hears them. He hears your cries. He wants to help you. He wants to bring you out. But you have to go through this test. You have to go through the trial. But if you'll hold on, if you'll hold on through it all, he said that Job is restored, and so shall you be. The children of God shall be restored. This is a time of restoration. This is a season of transformation. Amen. He says, hold on until the end. When the enemy comes to attack you, amen, he says that if you hold on to me, I will see you through. If you hold on to my promises, that I will see you through. The word says that you will grow wings and you will mount up with wings and fly like eagles, and you will run and not get tired, that you will walk and not become weary. If you don't become weary in well-doing, you have to hold on to the word of God. He said that I will see you through. Job is restored in the end. God allowed these testing. He allowed the trial. And what happened in the end? Job's friend said that he must have done something wrong. But God said, no, 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 no. You all speak these lies of me. That is not the type of God that I am. But my servant Job tells the truth. My servant knows me. He knows that I am a God of justice. He knows that I am a God that is to be exalted. He knows that I am a righteous God. In my right hand there is righteousness. He said, there is protection here. I protect my people. I love my people. He's a righteous God. He's an almighty God. So when Satan shows up, you have to tell him that I already have the victory. The healing that God gave to me, you can't take it away. That back pain, it's got to go. I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. My finances, I am rich, hallelujah, because God shall supply all my needs in the name of Jesus, according to his riches in glory, hallelujah. No evil thing shall hurt me. No evil shall come near my dwelling. No evil shall come near my tent. God gives his angels charge over me. You used the word on Satan, and he said that you shall be restored because Job is restored in the end. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that there are testings. and there are trials as you go through. But if you allow him to prune you, remove those things from you, oh, my God, he will bring you out as pure gold. God knows the way that you take. He knows the way that you take. He's a gentleman, as we've been told before. The Holy Spirit wants to come in. He wants to love on you. He wants you to see him as a father. He wants you to see him as your God, as your protector. He wants you to know all these things about him, that you are blameless and walking upright. When you are doing something right, he will allow the enemy to come in and test you. Amen? But he says in the end, if you'll just hold on, if you'll just hold on to my word, if you'll just trust me and not lean on your own understanding, even when it looks crazy, if you'll still praise me, hallelujah, you're going to get double for your trouble. If you'll still praise me and hold on to my word, amen, I'm going to set you in high places. If you'll praise me, hallelujah, you have power. You'll be set on high. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord wants you to know that this is a time of restoration. So the Lord told that the friends of Job that he had to pray for them, and he would not do to them according to what they had done to Job. He said that he would not do to them what he did to Job. In Job 42, he said, he spoke to them, and he called them by name. He says, but for I will accept him so that I may not do with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So the friends of Job went and did as the Lord told him, and the Lord accepted Job. And what does it say in verse 10? The Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. Hallelujah. Then all his brothers and all his sisters and all who had known him before came to him, and they ate bread with him in his house. They consoled him and comforted him for all the adversities that the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him one piece of money and each a ring of gold. Hallelujah. So they even had to come unto Job and give unto him. The Bible says in his word that he will make me and give unto your bosom. That's another story for another time, but God just wants you to know that in the end, Job was restored. Why? He had to be tested. So even this morning when the enemy came, last night when the enemy came, attacking in the finances, attacking on the computer, and then he attacked in the car this morning. But guess what? God had a resource right there. When I didn't have gas to put in the car, he said, get out, my child. I am your protector. He says, I am your provider. Go out there in the garage and get the gas cans that you use for the lawnmower. You got gas to go to church to do my work. Amen. And when one soul is saved, amen, God says that heaven rejoices even over the one. So God will show you where it is. He will show you. He is your Jehovah Jireh, your Jehovah Yuri. He is your provider. If you listen to the voice, he'll show you where the provision is. Be encouraged today, my children of God. Be encouraged, saints of God, because he is there for you. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be blessed. Amen? So when the devil came and tried to make the car not start, oh, my God, he had something in the pocket. He had a ram in the bush. Amen? He had a neighbor that was right there to get it started for me. And I still got the children to work on time, to school on time. Amen? So when the devil comes to show up, understand it's for the testing. Understand that the testing is to make you perfect. Understand that it is so that you can stand before men and speak the word of God. It is so that you can stand in your righteousness, so that you can stand against the schemes of the devil. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning and praise his name, hallelujah, he's going to make you the victor. He's already given you the victory. He says, now it's time for you to walk in your promised land. Don't look at those giants. Do not have fear in your heart. You must move forward by faith, because Job is restored. You can be that Job. You can do the things that you need to do. He's given you a promise. He's given you a vision. You can move forward in that now. Reach up and get these things from heaven that he is sending. The windows of heaven are open. He said that Job is restored in the end. Only those who walk upright before the Lord, those are the ones that he will allow the testing. So if you're getting tested, know that you're doing something right. If the devil and the hounds are on you, then you know that you're doing something right. If you're walking and everything is looking good, honey, you just get ready, because your season is coming. But just as Dr. Vanessa has said, give praise and give thanks to it all, because when the adversary shows up, that means that you're going to a new level. That means that you kicked butt on the last level. Now you got to get ready to play on the new level, amen? And there's new rules on the new level, so you won't be able to do things like you did before, but God will give you a new strategy, amen? He will beat the devil. He will send his little imps and his pimps, but that's okay, because you have to know that you still have the victory, amen? You have to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and we told you that last time in Isaiah 54, because who made the weapons? Who made the armies? God said that he did in verse 16. So when you go to verse 17 and 54 of Isaiah, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And you can be assured that he means no weapon shall be no weapon shall prosper that is formed against you. They will form. They will form and they will come against you. But the Lord says that you already have the victory and it shall not prosper. So take heed to the word during your time of testing, during this time where there is barren land, during this time where you're being tried in your faith. Hallelujah. He says, hold on because Job is restored. So hold on because your Job restoration is around the corner. Amen. I pray that this message has been a blessing to all of you this morning. I bless the Lord for the spirit of the Lord. And Minister LaShawn, I'll turn it back over to you now. God bless you.
Praise God.
I must have been muted. Amen. Praise God for that word. I touch and agree that it is so. What a mighty, mighty, mighty word straight from the throne room. Amen. Like I said, Master's Call family, you are going to want to recall that message, pass it out to somebody else. I touch and agree that it is so. Sister Tam, you need to stop reading my mail because that message was definitely for me. Amen. If you want to hear this word again, please go and dial 712-432-1085 again. 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. At this time, I am going to bring Elder Robin to the line for her to uplift our prayer request. I am still shaking from that word. Amen. I'm going to bring Elder Robin to the line for her to uplift our prayer request. Immediately following her will be a few quick messages and then our benediction again from Minister Tammy. Elder Robin, are you there? Amen. Well, maybe there's some static on the line.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I love you, sis. Go ahead.
I love you, too. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that has came forward today. We touch and we agree because we know, Father, that not one weapon formed against us can prosper, and we are victorious. So, Father God, I thank you that your people are victorious. I thank you that Mother Ina, Father, David Sample, Miss Emma, Jessica, Dr. PK, Mary, Evangelist Gwen, Papa Preston, Leslie, Jackie, Ricky, Danielle, Sarah, Father, Mr. Lawrence, Eddie, they all, Father, are victorious because they have put their trust in you. You are their refuge. You are their strength. You are their fortress, and no evil shall befall them. No sickness shall overcome them. No accident will take them. No depression, Father. It all has a name, and it all bows to your authority. No plague, no calamity, Father. You've given your angels charge over them, and they keep every single one of them on anything, Father. While they travel to Israel, while they're on a cruise, while they may be in a hospital bed, Father God, they are victorious in you because you keep them in all of their ways, Father. And because they have set their love upon you, because they believe your word, Father, you are the deliverer. You are the one, Father, who is ensuring that they will be victorious in all that they do. You've answered their prayers, and your word will not return void in their life, Father. You are with them in trouble. You are with them, and you will satisfy each and every single one of them with long life because they are showing you their salvation. And not one hair on their head shall perish in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen, Elder Robin. What a mighty strategic prayer, very powerful, and I touch and agree that it is so. Well, Master's Call family, again, we are so excited in the Lord. We thank everybody for calling in this morning. Minister Willa, thank you so much for strategically feeding and blessing our King's Kids, Lord.
I'm just so grateful for you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for Touch and Agree Tuesday. We thank you for that. Minister Tammy, thank you for a mighty, mighty, mighty word. Elder Robin, we love you so much, and thank you so much for that powerful and strategic prayer. And, of course, our founders, Pastor Vanessa Weatherford and Dr. PK, I apologize for that. Again, if you would like to pass this on, dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. And if you're going on to our Platinum President, Ms. Dorothy Cook's call right now, her number again is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598. We encourage you to go out there and be a minister in a marketplace and spread the good news of our Lord. I'm bringing back Minister Tammy so she can give us the benediction and close our call out. Everyone have a wonderful and blessed, encouraged day, and touch and agree that it will be so. Minister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. Father God, we come before your throne of grace one more time. Before we leave this line, Lord God, this teleconference call, Father, we just thank you. We magnify your holy name, Lord God, that we shall never leave your presence, Father God, as we go out on today to our workplaces, Lord, and the various places that we shall go. Let us be those ministers in the marketplace. Lord, I thank you for the word which you confirmed in someone's spirit on today. Lord, I thank you for the word that has blessed someone on today. I thank you for the word that has broken bonds and yokes, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for encouraging the people of God. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, as they make the changes that you call on them, that your spirit tugs on them to do so, Lord God. I thank you for the victory that you've given them, Lord God, over Satan in all areas of their life. Father, I speak the blessings of God over each and every one of them, that they shall prosper, Lord, as they love you, Father God, and as they walk holy and upright before you. Father, I thank you for this word, and I thank you for your protection and your love. As we go out, let us be those ministers in your marketplace, and let us be bold for Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen and amen. We love you, and we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.